Okay, we have two readings this morning. First one is Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 to 17. And Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, 'Lead these people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, 'I know you by name, and you have found favor with me.' If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name." And then on to Psalm 23, a psalm of David. "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. And I am lost without a diary. Now, John tells me I should put it on my phone, but as you can see, I'm not a techie. Even this is written in pen. And the other day, I thought I'd lost one of my diaries. Now, this is my 2023 diary, so this is no use to me anymore. At home, I have three 2024 diaries. The one is the one that I buy in April or May, so I can start making my bookings for next year. Otherwise, they're on a bit of paper, which is even worse than having a diary. So I'm in the process of moving everything from my old tatty 2024 diary to my new 2024 diary that's got hedgehogs on it. Angie. Diaries are really important, whether they're on your phone or in paper, because they remind us that there is a yesterday, a today, and a tomorrow. Tomorrow, at midnight, we will enter a new day. We will enter a new month, and we will enter a new year. The 1st of January, 2024. January is named after the god Janus. He was the god who could look forwards and backwards because he had two faces. Very useful, I suppose, but not terribly pretty. We have a god, the god. We have a savior who is eternal. He knows what is past. He knows what is happening in the present, and he knows what will happen in the future. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 9 tells us that he is unchanging. He does not change ever. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It might surprise you to know that the word yesterday is only mentioned once in the Bible. At least that's all I could find. If you want to go home and check it, then that's fine. That'll give you something to do this afternoon. But that's what it says in my commentaries, that it's only mentioned once. And that is in that verse. Yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus is the same. He is unchanging. But just because it only mentions yesterday once, it doesn't mean that the past isn't important. In Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 10, Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 10, we read this. When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, to give you, a land with large flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant, when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord. And in chapter 8, verse 2, it says, remember how the Lord has led you. Remember what God has done. What has God done for you in the past? What has God done for you recently? How has God led you? Has he led you through easy times? Has he led you through tough times? Times that you didn't understand? Remember what God has done. And when things are going well, don't forget him. When the children of Israel went into the promised land, they said, don't forget what God has done for you and pass it on to others. So we need to remember what God has done. And then in Isaiah chapter 43, we read this, which sounds a bit strange in comparison to what I've just read. Forget the former things. Now, hang on. I thought God told us that we were to remember and not forget. But then he goes on to say this. Do not dwell on the past. You know, the past is a strange thing, isn't it? Some of us look back on the past and we say, oh, wasn't it good? Remember the good old days? Remember when this used to happen and there wasn't this and there wasn't that and everything was lovely? And we look at the past with rose-tinted spectacles. Remember the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness? They didn't like the food very much. And they said, if only we were back in Egypt. When we were in Egypt, we had lovely food. We had cucumbers and garlic and all these nice things. So why can't we go back to Egypt? Would you want to go back to Egypt to eat cucumbers and garlic and then be beaten and made to work as slaves? They'd forgotten the bad bit and only remembered the good. Don't dwell on the past. Maybe you just think about the bad bits of the past. Oh, if only I hadn't done that. If only I hadn't said that. If only I hadn't committed that sin. If only. Are you an if only person? How could God love me when he knows I did that? Does God still love me? Did he punish me then? Remember, if you have trusted in Christ, your sins are forgiven. Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 34 says this. I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. Sometimes we say God forgets our sins. Actually, he doesn't forget our sins. He chooses to remember them no more. We might remember them. Other people might remember them. But God does not. And so we don't have to look back on the past that might have been difficult or sinful, where we made bad decisions and say, God has finished with me. He has not. He has not. So don't look back at the past and think it was all wonderful when it wasn't. And don't look back at the past and think it was all bad. God can restore those years. The Authorized Version says something about locusts. The Lord can restore the years that the locusts have eaten. You wasted some years of your life? We probably all have, haven't we? But God can bring us back to him and use us. We need to learn from the past and move forward into the future. Now, I'm no sports person. I think I've told you that before. But I think probably with sports people, If they make a mistake, they watch maybe what they did. If they did something good, they watch what they did. Now, why did they get 9 out of 10 for that gymnastic move? And they'll watch it and see where they went wrong. They'll see where they did it well. We look back. What can you learn? What can I learn from what's happened in the last year? Was it good? Was it bad? Probably a mixture of the two, wasn't it? Learn from the past, move forward into the future. And you know, one of the times when we really remember is in communion. We remember all that God has done for us. Jesus says to us, remember me. We look back to the cross. We look back, hopefully, to the time when we trusted in him. We look to the present as we sit around his table. And we look to the future. As individuals and as a church, let's look back. Let's give thanks. Let's repent, maybe. Let's learn and move forward. Today, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This day is the day that God has given us. And as the old joke says, that's why we call it the present. God has given us today. And he cares about our daily needs. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 11, we pray, give us today our daily bread. Not just us, but all people. God is with us today. And he has promised to provide for our needs because he cares for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2 says this, today is the day of salvation. Today. Today is a chance, an opportunity for anyone in this world to put their trust in Christ. For anybody to know that they are saved. I don't know if that applies to you this morning, but today God is calling all those who don't believe in him yet. And we don't know about tomorrow. Not that I want to scare anybody. But the Bible says today. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Because again, the Bible says in Psalm 95 and Hebrews 3, today, if you hear God speaking to you, don't harden your heart, but listen and do what he says. Now that might be that he is calling you to put your trust in him for the first time. That he's saying, you need to get right with me. Your sins will keep you away from me now and for always. Come and trust. Thank me for dying for you. Ask me to forgive you. Today. Wouldn't it be wonderful if someone here today knew that they had salvation? Wouldn't it be wonderful if people in the church up the road and down the road today put their trust in Christ? Because it says today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. You know, the longer you're a Christian, the better it is. So why not do it today? But it may be that we're Christians and God is telling us to do something. He's telling you that you need to forgive somebody. He's telling you that you need to repent. He's telling that you need to do something new and different. If you hear God's voice speaking to you today, don't harden your heart, but listen and do what he says. So we remember the past. We experience his love and his care for us day by day, and we listen to what he says. Tomorrow, 1 Corinthians 15 and 32 sums up some people's idea of tomorrow. Eat, drink and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Is that your attitude? Just get on with it. Do whatever you like. Don't think about anyone else. Just have fun, because who knows what? And we've only got to listen to our news, haven't we? And how many people have not had tomorrow? Even though they expected to have it. James in chapter 4 tells us that we shouldn't boast about tomorrow. Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Don't boast about tomorrow. We plan. That's why I've got my diaries. I would be lost without them. That's why Dave plans a year ahead for preaching. That's why we plan all sorts of things. We plan our holidays. We plan a year in advance. This is not saying that you don't plan. Well, we'll just drift through life and hope for the best. We make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. So don't boast about tomorrow. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I shall do... Well, you may. But the Lord might just say, you're not going to do that. You're going to do something else instead. So we don't boast about tomorrow, but we don't worry about tomorrow either. Sam read some of the verses from Matthew chapter 6. What does he say here? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Do you worry about tomorrow? When you see the state of the world, do you worry? In your own personal life, in your family life, are you worried? Concerned? Scared? But Jesus says to us, don't worry. Because he knows about us and he cares about us. He never changes. He is faithful. We read in Exodus about Moses. Moses was going to lead the people into a new life, into a new land, and he wasn't that keen, as we know. First of all, he didn't want to do it, and then he wanted someone to go with him, and then he said he couldn't do it. But in the end, he sort of agreed. And he says to the Lord, if you don't go with me, I don't want to go. If I can't know for certain that you're going to be with me every step of the way, I'm staying put. And God promised, I will be with you and I will give you rest. Now, I don't know about you, but that's the promise I want as I go into 2024. I don't want to go into a new year unless God's going with me. I really don't. Do you? Because not being funny, sometimes it's difficult enough with him. Can I say that from the front? I want to know that God is going to be with me and that he will give me his rest. How can we feel safe? How can we feel secure as we enter this new year when we see everything that's going on in our own lives, in our country's life and in our world's life? First of all, we need to make sure that we are trusting in Jesus, that he is actually our Savior, that today we know that we have found salvation. He is the way, he is the truth and the life. And he says, come and follow me and I will be with you always. Whatever happens this year, if you have put your trust in him, you will know of a certainty that he will be with you. Because he keeps his promises. And as individuals and as churches, we can all do this. Ask him to lead us. Psalm 5 and verse 8 says, lead me in your righteousness. Make your way straight before me. Ask him to lead us. Not going our own way, but doing what he says. Psalm 27 and verse 11 says, teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me. teach me. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21 says, when you are walking with him, you will hear a voice saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Listen to him. Listen to him. Psalm 37 and verse 5 says, commit your way to the Lord. Commit your way to him. And Proverbs 3 verse 5 and 6. We all know it, don't we? At least I hope we do. And I hope that we all live by it too. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. As individuals, as families, as fellowship here this morning, let's trust. Ask him to lead us, teach us, listen to his voice, commit our way to him, and acknowledge him. But one day, I'm not going to need a diary anymore. Because there won't be any yesterday, today, or tomorrow. David the psalmist, as we read in Psalm 23, he says, the Lord is my shepherd. He cares for me. He leads me. He protects me. He sees me through the dark times of my life. He feeds me. His goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lewis Smedes, one of the theologians who I admire greatly, wrote in one of his books about his diary. And he said, I have a diary, and he says it's made up of squares. Not one of his lines, but I do have one that's made up of squares. And he says, every night you go from one square to the next while you're sleeping. An imaginary door opens from that square to that square. And then that square to that square. And that square to that square. He said, but one day, and he didn't know when it was, I'm going to come to a square that will be the last square. And he said, either at that point I will have no hope at all, or I will be forever with the Lord. Lewis Smedes died several years ago falling from a ladder, putting up Christmas decorations. I think he was about 90, so why he was climbing ladders, I don't know. You see, one day, it's true, isn't it? We don't like to think about it too much, but one day, we will come to our last square on earth. Are you sure that your forever will be with the Lord? You need to be. But more than that, won't it be wonderful to be forever with the Lord? No more pain, no more suffering, no more trouble. But more than that, it will be because we will be with him. See him face to face and experience his love and his care and his glory and his joy and everything that is wonderful. Forever with the Lord. We face an unknown future. But when we trust in Christ, we can know that he will be with us all our days on earth. And then we will be with him forever in heaven. So we trust him. We ask him to lead us and give us his rest as we walk with him to heaven. This is quite often read at the end of the year, beginning of the new year. We normally stop about halfway through. I didn't know there was a second half to it. Now, it was written by a lady who rejoiced in the name of Minnie Louise Haskins. And it was written in 1908. You probably heard at least some of it. I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. Sounds like a good idea, doesn't it? He replied, go into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be better to you than light. And safer than a known way. We normally stop there. So I went forth and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the light, night. He led me towards the hills and the breaking of day in the lone east. So heart, be still. What need our human life to know if God hath comprehension? If all the dizzy things of life, both high and low, God hideth his intention. Bit old-fashioned. What's she saying? That even when we put our hand in the hand of God, there will be times that we don't understand. You know, God promised Moses that he would be with him and give him rest. Moses had some pretty tough times, didn't he? But God was with him and gave him rest. And it's my prayer for each one of us this year, as individuals, as families, and as church, that we will put our hands into the hand of God, trusting him to lead us, being with us in the good times, and helping us through the tough ones, being assured that he will never change, that he will never leave us or forsake us, and one day we will be with him forever. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you that in all the changing scenes of life, that you do not change. That you are as holy and righteous and loving and kind and compassionate as you have always been. And so as we come to the end of this year and go into a new year with its joys, its blessings, its trials and temptations, we pray that each one of us might go knowing that you are our Saviour, our friend and our Lord, and that we will trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you want today to be the day that you have salvation, come and talk to somebody. If you're worried about the new year, come and talk to someone. There are people who will pray. God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you his peace. Today, tomorrow, through 2024. Until we are with him forever. Amen.